Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Him, except through Jesus. So I lead with that because we must serve the Lord. And if you're going to improve in any aspect of your life, it's not going to be by your own strength. And you should rest in that. You should really embrace that. Because it's a big load off your shoulders. There is no striving. Because the one who lives in you is the one who strives for you, who strengthens you, who gives you the courage to take you places that you yourself could never do on your own. He's the great physician, Jesus. And when we read His word, He will strengthen our spirit, and He will be, more of Him will be in us, and less of us will be in us. More of Him and less of us. This should be our prayer. And this is the heritage of those who serve the Lord. And anyone could serve the Lord if they just believe and trust in the name of Jesus and believe that He died on the cross and rose again on the third day, that Jesus is the Messiah, and that you follow Him. It says if they confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, they shall be saved. Once that's established, everything else will fall into place. As you seek Him, as you study His word, as you do what the word says, not just be a reader of the word, but doer of the word of God. Follow His instructions. There is instructions in the Word of God. It will build your spirit up. It will strengthen you. It will be your daily bread. Because it says that we do not live off bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And the words that proceed out of the mouth of God is His word that He's given us. It is like gold. It is more precious than silver and gold and diamonds and rubies. It's more precious than all the gemstones in the world combined. It's all we can relate it to. So that's like the highest, but it's just so much wisdom and knowledge and understanding and just nourishment, really. I'd say nourishment and nurturing, which is love, that you will gain as you read the Word of God and study it. I recommend the Aramaic translation into English called the Roots Bible. But look up for translations directly from Aramaic. So you could really get to the deeper meanings immediately of the Word of God and more clarity and insight as to the true meanings of the way that it was portrayed or written directly from the original language that Jesus spoke. And so once these things are established and you begin to develop and grow in the Lord, and your spirit is strengthened, and the Holy Spirit reveals to you more and more truth, which is the spirit wind of God. The spirit wind of God, the Holy Spirit, which will reside in your heart, which is where God resides, which is where Jesus resides. Because they are all one. And you follow the instructions and ask God to help you do what He says we're to do in His word. Well, then you will be strengthened, and then you will have, God will give you power, and then you will overcome and start to live in the victory and the heritage that was assigned to you from the beginning. And in doing so, I've noticed this is where you will get the best. It's like a default. It's like what do they call that? They call it side effect. Kind of just comes with the territory, because you are becoming a complete person in Christ Jesus. And when you become a complete person in Christ Jesus, by reading His Word and allowing the Holy Spirit to do its work and fighting the good fight and praying and seeking God, and really just by the grace of God at the end of the day, because it's not by works, but it's like the fact that you're hearing this right now, God must want you to hear it. So at the end, I can't even take credit for what I know, because it's because, like I'd say, it's Jesus. I trust that He lives within me, and that He has gone ahead of me and prepared the way. And so I encourage you to seek God. And indeed, by default, as you become more of a complete person in Christ, more of Him and less of you, this is the things that by default, or by association, by side effect, the appeals that you have, your understanding, you begin to wake up in the Spirit. So you get to see, you start to wake up and see the truth of things. And it starts to change, and Jesus starts to change your heart and prune you and clean you out and regenerate you daily as you stay in His Word, as you start to feed on the true food of life, which is the Spirit of God, which is the Word of God, which is also our only defense, our only weapon. And so some of these things might sound abstract, but in time you will see how they are so much more real and based in reality than anything that you will have read and encountered in your life. The Word of God is real. It is what is happening, what has happened, and what's going to happen. He is the earliest one. He is the boat. He is the pitch that seals the boat. He is the one to come. He is the seal. He is the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the mighty, mighty God, the Holy One. As you grow, or as He authors and finishes, as He says He's the author and finisher of your faith, as He authors and finishes your faith and works in developing you, this should be your firm foundation. He is our rock, our stone, the chief cornerstone on which we stand, and holds all things together. If you are not rooted in Him, any other thing that you try to achieve in life will be for nothing, will be without purpose, including fitness training. You may be fit, you may lose weight, but if the Spirit is not established, then it will be without purpose. There'll be something missing, or the fullness of what you could receive will not be fully implemented or Yeah, employed in your life. And so, as you go through the program, as we speak about other things in this program about fitness training, I encourage you that the primary thing is that you establish your spirit first with the Lord, that you get right with the Lord, and that you seek Him. And then everything will go well with you. So this is the context in which my training is done. Once that is established, then the training will be of effect, of true effect, of long-term effect, of established effect. Because you now have a relationship with the Lord Jesus, and I am just someone who's passing on shared knowledge of what Jesus has taught me over the years in this particular profession and in His Word, in this particular profession. And He also in this particular profession. And so I want to share these things with you, and not to deceive you into thinking, you know, because this is where my strength comes from. This is where I've learned these things, is through my studies with the Word and through God's humbling and by His grace and His mercy. And so I want you to be, as the Word says, partners with me as I share. I don't share as I am someone who is so smart and everything. No, I am, by the grace of God, share what the Lord has shared with me. And therefore, you are able to be partners with me, not just in knowing the Word of God, but also partners with me in weight training and fitness, so you can also share the benefits that I have received and live in, and without such deep burden and struggle, and getting pulled in every which way. Here you will get the direct answers to the best of my knowledge, to the best of my understanding, and by the leading of the Holy Spirit, and to the best of my ability, as I'm led by God without so much burden. So I encourage you guys, first seek the Lord. Make sure that that's an established, since we're living every day, I mean, it's like, God willing, just make sure that that's primary, and then it's weight training. And what I'm saying is that building the spirit is what actually transforms you. And then the knowledge and the details and the refinement for the training is the skill and the wisdom and understanding that you will also develop. So, kind of comes by default. So it happens by default. So that's the message for today. I hope it's helpful. I know it's helpful. I encourage you to stick with it. Don't give up. Go to the gym today. Make sure you read your Word, the Word of God. It's called the Ancient Roots Bible, the complete text, and then there's a New Testament, but the complete text has the New Testament in it. So, but there's one that's just New Testament, there's one that's complete text, but it's on Amazon. So if you look it up, Ancient Roots, the Bible. Anyway, God bless you guys, and ladies and gentlemen. I will be coming to you, hopefully, God willing, more often, as the Lord leads me. to more training, finish training. The primary goal of this podcast is fitness training. But my fitness training, the underlying support of my fitness training, is the Word of God. And so I cannot speak of one without firmly establishing the other, or where my true support comes from. My strength comes from the Lord, and your strength will also come from the Lord. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And the Holy Spirit is the one who leads you, who will lead you into all truth. And all truth is written in the Word of God. And the Holy Spirit will recall to memory all the things that are written in the Word of God in relationship with Him over time as He regenerates you and authors your faith. So God bless. Trust in the Lord. Nurture people. Don't just say things. Don't just be superficial and say, you know, love them with words. Love them with true nurturing, taking care of them as you would a dirty garment that you hate and have them put in the washer. You nurture your clothes better sometimes. Well, I say we nurture our clothes better sometimes than we nurture people. So let's love each other, and that love looks like nurturing others. So keep that in mind. Today is more a little is more spirit based. But that is what we are. A spirit joined to Christ. And that is when we have power and victory in our lives. God bless. Love you. And I will speak to you next time. This is Four Corners 4C Fit. And I want to really change it to Jesus Fit, but this is 4C Fit. Or Jesus Fitness, and we are out. God bless you.